Today, I want to share from the subject of freedom, and more specifically, this idea that freedom is not what we think. And I'll say that again. Freedom is not what we think. You know, this past Sunday here in the United States, a lot of us got to celebrate the 4th of July. And the 4th of July is oftentimes synonymous with this idea of freedom or other buzzwords like independence or being united as a country. But one of the things that I've been dealing with this year specifically is the fact that we oftentimes take the freedom that we have in this country for granted. And God also has been paralleling this with the idea of freedom found in Christ, and how just like we take our freedom that we have in this country for granted, we also take the freedom that is found in Christ for granted as well. We oftentimes struggle with things and deal with things that we don't take to Christ, when in reality, if we just took those things and placed them on the altar before his feet, he would give us so much freedom and peace and joy that we wouldn't have to worry about these things eating us alive. But specifically this year, and as I was getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, God has deposited this word and subject of freedom in my spirit. And he's used Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 26 to kind of teach me about freedom and what it means to really live a free life, and this idea around living in freedom and not fighting for freedom. And so from this text, I wanted to share five themes that I've been chewing on and really trying to digest and live out in my day-to-day life. And the first theme from Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 26 is this idea, and I just said it a moment ago, that we are called to live in freedom. That's the reality of who we are as God's people. We are called to live in freedom. It's not something we have to fight for. It's not something we have to struggle for. It's not something that we have to earn, but we should live in it and from that place of freedom. Everything that Jesus did on the cross gave us access to this freedom. Everything that he suffered, his blood, his body that was beaten, all of that gave us the privilege to walk in freedom. Freedom to not have to die to our sin. Freedom to not have to live in bondage for the rest of our life. Everything that Jesus did was to give us access to this freedom that we have. And so we should live in that space because we're called to live in that space. The next thing that God was showing me from this text is that we should use our freedom to help others and to help others in love. You know, Jesus talks about this greatest commandment, and that being to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and how important that is. And when I think about the idea of using our freedom to serve others and using our freedom in love, to me, it really means helping others who have not yet discovered what it means to be free, find that freedom. It means sharing the gospel openly. I've had the opportunity to share that here on Work It Wednesday about sharing the gospel and not being afraid to do that, not being afraid to defend our faith. And this is no different. We should use the freedom that we have, the freedom that we've found in the love of Christ, to help others find the same thing. The next theme that I pull out from Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 is this idea that when it comes to our freedom, when it comes to living from this place of freedom, that we should let the Spirit guide us in this freedom. Here's the thing. Oftentimes when we think of freedom, we think of having the ability to do whatever we want, go wherever we want, say whatever we want. For me, I remember when I thought I was free was when I left my parents' house and had the opportunity to live on my own. And I thought, okay, now this is living. I can do whatever I want. I can go wherever I want. I can stay up all night. There's no rules. There's no curfew, none of that. But the reality is that is not true freedom. Freedom comes with a price, and I'll share what that price is. The freedom that we have in Christ Jesus was paid for with his blood. But it also means that we now have to sacrifice our desires and our wants and our likes to walk in God's will and not our own. That's the price that we pay. When we live in this freedom and when we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we're not saying that, you know, God is trying to hold us back or that God doesn't want good for us. That's the complete opposite. When we live in the Spirit and allow ourselves ourselves to do God's will and allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, what we're really doing is we're actually being guided into these fruits of the Spirit that we can't obtain or earn ourselves. The idea of true love and gentleness and kindness and patience and all the other fruits of the Spirit, that only comes when we sacrifice our life, when we pay the price of giving up our desires to do what God has called for us to do. And that only comes from us allowing ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. So while it may feel like we're being held back and we're not allowed to do whatever we want, true love actually comes from following the will of God. And here's one of the things that I think we've been struggling with as a society, and that is that we are so in tune with what we want and what we desire that we're forgetting that it's not about us, but it's about God. And that being about us and doing what we want will actually destroy us, but doing God's will actually lead us into a more fruitful life.